President Ian Sargent to respond to the toast.
Yes, I know. Wow. Followed both of those. That's really quite something. I'm sorry. I'm going to be a little bit more serious. But thank you, Clive, for as our Toastmasters afternoon, and also a big thank you to the two previous speakers who have captivated us with their wit and their reminiscences. So, fellow old Farnhamians and honoured guest, I'm not going to detain you for very long because I have a ticket for a rugby match at Twickenham that starts in a couple.
You're lucky.
No one controls their date of birth, obviously. Nor did we determine the age into which we were born. But assembled here in this dining room are over 80 of us, and our birth dates range from the 1920s to probably the 1960s. And that is a wide range of generations, from the oldest to the youngest of us. The oldest are old boys of FGS who were born before World War II. Some attended the school during World War II. The youngest are well and truly post-war. Even their parents may have been born after the war. Have you ever mused over the idea of being born into a different age? If you could choose, when would you prefer to have been born, assuming the same parents and the same circumstances? Would you prefer today's world? Would you have preferred Victorian times? I was born in 1944, near the end of the war. My parents were really quite hard up because my father, who had been raised in Farnham, had his education really affected by schooling that took place in World War I, and he had parents who couldn't afford to send him to FGS, which was a fee-paying school. He fought in World War II, and then he never really had much opportunity to earn very much. But during the year I was born, the 1944 Education Act was enacted. And what a difference that made to the prospects of my generation compared with my parents. It opened up grammar schools to any child who passed the 11 plus examination. And there were no fees required. The grammar schools offered a curriculum with graduate teachers that competed with public schools. The results were really quite dramatic. Many people who went on to get professional qualifications that they would never have dreamed of attaining without that grammar school education. So, given my personal background, I cannot imagine a better time to have been born. And I know that there are others here who probably feel the same. And then during the 1960s, we emerged from schooling onto a jobs market when there was really very strong demand for well-educated boys. And many of us here have prospered from that good start. Of course, the system changed dramatically in this county in 1973 when selection was abolished. Although the reasons were rational and well-intentioned, there was a casualty. The social mobility of the grammar school system was largely lost. The idea was to give the grammar school advantage to the entire population of schoolgirls. But I think this has not been entirely fulfilled. I won't dwell on this further, but we can legitimately celebrate at least our own really good fortune. We were born into a brief period of time when that very special type of school, the grammar school, thrived and made a difference to society. We were lucky. Most of us realised it at the time because our parents told us. Some, but not all, were able to take advantage of it. And I suggest that our presence here today at this wonderful gathering demonstrates that we remain grateful for our good fortune. The fact that we benefited from the circumstances and timing of our birth is also thanks to other factors, and they are mostly human factors. They are people. The staff of our school and the leadership of F.A. Morton and George Baxter over those decades. From time to time, I enjoy delving into some of the old Farnhamian magazines that are available, all of them, in fact, on the website, covering that 50-year period. You get a wonderful sense of the period they cover and the hardship of earlier years, such as the war years. You also get a strong sense of the ethos of tough love that applied within our old school. It really comes through when the magazine reports on the tragedies that happened to old boys killed on duty in the war years. We were all very fortunate, and it is excellent that we still celebrate our old school so enthusiastically. Let me now finish, however, with some special thanks. This association operates really very efficiently thanks to a group of old boys who comprise the committee, and I just want to make personal thanks to those who play the roles in organising this event, but also to the people who do all the other things. As always, we are greatly indebted to Cyril Trust, who continues to chair the 400 Trust and produces the annual magazine. To Stephen Pritchard, who keeps on top of our finances, and Brian Williams, who keeps tabs on our membership. Star billing again goes to Roger Edgell, whose attention to detail and focused application of his skills does more than any of us to make the OFA tick. Gentlemen, we can be proud of our heritage and grateful for our shared experiences. Let us continue to celebrate our school memories. Let us keep in touch with each other as long as possible. Let us, for as long as possible, enjoy the intense camaraderie of meetings such as this. Thank you.